There's something comforting about the sound of rain falling on the roof or outside an open window when you are snuggled up safely inside. The same goes for watching the waves on the lake, either from the house or ensconced in a comfortable chair far back from the shoreline. Those sounds can soothe our busy minds and hearts and even allow for 40 winks. In today's gospel, the sound of the wind and waves is not safe or comforting for Jesus' followers. Despite being seasoned fishermen, used to the unpredictability of the Sea of Galilee, known for its fierce and unexpected storms, they are shaken and afraid. Perhaps even more unsettling for them was the fact that Jesus, who grew up as a landlubber, was fast asleep in the boat, undisturbed by the chaos and the tumult around him. Each of us is very familiar with the storms of life that blow up in our days. Some can be anticipated. Some take us completely by surprise. And some evolve, giving us enough time to start to think about a response. Regardless of the speed of onset, they all give rise to a degree of chaos, disruption, and fear. For the most part, you and I are beings who prefer comfort and safety to change and the unknown. If we know what's happening and how to respond, we are confident and unafraid, trusting in our own abilities to handle things. Fear is our greatest foe when it keeps us stuck in the status quo, afraid to move or to change. When we're afraid, reason, knowledge, and trust seem to fly out the window and abandon us. When fear takes over, we can be overwhelmed with anxiety or paralyzed by fear. When we are responding on that visceral level, where we respond with the fight, flight, or fear response, trust seems to disappear. It can be a challenge to be aware of and trust in God when our human responses threaten to block out every other thought. And it's exactly at these points in our lives when we face life-changing loss, a diagnosis, or a tragedy, that God is faithfully present, whether or not we feel that or are aware of it in that particular moment. Those are the times when we don't know what's going to happen or what direction we should be headed, that the trust and faith we have in God provide us with the lifeline and inner calm we need to weather any storm. That's not to say it's easy, or that place that we end up in after the storm is where we want to be. As much as we would like to, we can't avoid or outrun every storm that comes up in our lives. When we remember whose we are and what that means, we have the lifeline we need every day. Despite being battered and tossed about, we do not face the challenges or opportunities in life alone. Even if the outcome is not seen as a success in the eyes of the world or by our own human standards, we still need God's promises, guidance, grace, and love as we navigate our lives. What causes fear in the hearts of the disciples is, despite having realized that Jesus was special, was this question: who is this that even the wind and the waves obey? You and I have the advantage of knowing the whole story. What is to come in that time? What the promises are, and what the potential is for our lives and for the future. each of us knows God's grace in our lives. Those storms come in all shapes and sizes in our personal lives, our communities, and in the world. They show up as apparently invisible adversaries in the form of a Goliath or a storm on the Sea of Galilee. Right now, we're still feeling the aftermath of the injustices we have felt here, close to home. Even though the headlines have faded and other things have moved into the spotlight, the discrimination and violence of the residential schools and against anyone who isn't a reflection of you and me are still roiling just below the surface of our lives. Today, we remember our sisters and brothers as we celebrate the National Indigenous Day of Prayer. Yet the adversaries persist in the form of injustice, inequity, and as yet unreconciled and unhealed trauma. So although we say the directional prayers, that is literally lip service, if that's where we stop. It's our actions that will tell the tale that will be told to those who follow us about how we loved God and our neighbors. Amen. Our hymn is number 445, God the Creator.